The OCOM system rapidly materialized something in front of Azarkas, a strange object whose outline was not yet clearly defined due to the low resolution obtained by the long range of viewers that were picking it up. It was definitely moving and was heading for them. The proximity alert system estimated that the probability of impact between the Theos and the unknown object would be greater than 96% if neither altered course. Azarkas hurriedly climbed into the nearest transfer module. "Bridge!" he barked curtly at the automatic control system. 5 seconds later, the door opened with a hiss, and there on the huge central screen of the control room was displayed the blurred image of the object on a collision course for the ship. Almost at the same time, a breathless Petrie rushed out of another door.
"What the devil is going on?" he asked. "We shouldn't be encountering meteorites in this area," he exclaimed, staring at the big screen.
"I don't think it's a meteorite."
"If it's not a meteorite, then what is it?" demanded Petrie, visibly anxious.
"If we don't change course immediately, you'll see for yourself when we find ourselves splattered all over the bridge."
Petrie fumbled with the navigation controls and set a slight variation in the previously planned trajectory. "Impact in 90 seconds," said the warm female voice of the proximity alert system, without emotion. "Distance from object, 276,000 kilometers and falling."
"Petrie, do something, and do it quick," shouted Azarkas.
"I am doing something, but that thing's moving too quickly."
The estimated impact probability, visible on the screen to the right of the object, was slowly dropping, 90%, 86%, 82%.
"We're not going to make it," whispered Azarkas.
"My dear friend, the mysterious object that can smash up my ship has yet to be invented," assured Petrie with a mischievous smile.